This is Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of McKenzie River Broadcasting. Each week, we learn about issues affecting our community with your host, Tracy Berry.
Let's talk a little bit about gardening. Almost 38,000 free seed packets are being distributed by the Oregon State University Extension Service to Oregonians who show no sign of losing enthusiasm for gardening generated during the pandemic. The Grow This Oregon Garden Challenge got underway the start of this month, but even if you're not taking part in it, you can follow along and grow your own garden based on some of the great tips that folks are handing out. Haley Cousineau is with the OSU Extension Service. She's our Food Hero Garden Education Coordinator in the state of Oregon and has a little bit of background on the program as well as some tips. Haley, thanks so much for joining us.
If there's one thing we learned during the pandemic, it's people really wanted to garden.
Yeah, which is so cool. I loved it.
So now, coming off that first year of people just madly trying to garden, you folks are looking at basically giving people a good start for this season. Talk about that a little.
Yeah, so we started the Grow This Challenge on a whim last year. I was a school garden coordinator for OSU down in Douglas County, and I had a lot of seeds donated by a father who worked at Bi-Mart. We did a rebuild. We built a garden for one of the schools down there, and we had a lot of help, and a father donated a lot of seeds. So I didn't know what to do with them when school shut down, and we decided kind of off of a joke. I was like, oh, I could mail these out to everyone, because I was starting to make online garden videos to make it simple for everyone to stay at home and use what they have at home. So apply upcycling, just, you know, using egg cartons and toilet paper rolls to help you garden at home. But the one thing I couldn't give to people was seeds. But then we had this huge donation, and OSU actually loved the idea of sending out seeds. And we broke all those seed packets apart into, it was like 14,000 little seed packets that we hand packaged. We got a much larger donation from Bi-Mart this year, and we got to send out a seed packet of 4 different seed varieties again, but actual full packets of seeds. We had 8,000 people or groups sign up. So over 400, maybe 450 groups signed up, and those groups could be upwards of 700 people in that group. And they will be individually bagging and dividing those seed packets up according to those groups. So we're going to be reaching multitude of people this year. And I'll be adding to the videos. So we have little helpful videos on how to garden at home, really easy. So everyone can actually do it. And we do container gardens, we do raised beds in the ground and growing in your window, what you can grow inside or outside. That way people can understand that there are plants that can be really diverse and kind of work inside your environment, even though you might not have a garden space outside.
It seems like as soon as the news release went out and the announcement went out that you were going to do the Grow This Challenge, I mean, people wanted to know where they could get their seeds. There was immediate interest in that.
All of the seed kits are taken. It has been quite a flurry, and it's a lot to handle. We've got only 3 of us on the main group for this. So it's been a lot of work to coordinate this. And we're working with every extension office in the state, which is quite amazing. And there's definitely challenges in that, and try to coordinate getting the seeds to everyone. So we are mailing out all the seeds last week and this week, so participants can be receiving or picking up their seeds at the beginning of April, the last week of March. That way we can all start growing together in April, which is for Food Hero, the nutrition program for OSU. We have like month themes, and for April it's gardening. So it's really helpful that we're going to have all these garden videos every week to tell people what to do with these seeds. And ideally participants will be receiving their seeds in April.
Well, and we should mention, for those who maybe aren't getting the free seeds, doesn't mean they can't get their own seeds and grow along with you.
Yeah.
What do you recommend if people want to do that and follow along on the Food Hero site and sort of see what you're doing? What sort of seeds should they be getting to really have a nice match with what you're doing?
Yeah, that's a great thing to bring up. We really are encouraging people to join, even if they cannot get our free seeds. We'll have so much resources and help for you guys that hopefully we'll be able to let you grow almost anything. But we do have videos on there. So I just filmed a video on what you could grow in spring, and it will be up on our website pretty soon. And so, like, you know, if you're a new gardener, leafy greens, kale, chard, lettuces are always easy. Peas and beans are good for right now. And then, you know, once it starts getting a little warmer, definitely dabble in different seeds. I mean, zucchinis, be careful. If anything, you'll do really great with them. But the biggest problem is you'll have too many, which
one seed, that is all you need for
all you need, you know, and I've been a farmer for over 7 years professionally, and I still always grow too many zucchinis. So we all have our weaknesses, I guess. And mine is giving out zucchinis to anyone who walks by.
You think about the Food Hero program, the whole point of that is to help people grow their own food and then know how to prepare it.
Yeah. So we try to match and give advice on recipes for what you can grow with this food. We have our garden monthlies, which are handouts on how to grow specific foods and tips and tricks of the trade. And we'll be adding to those. There's curriculum for teachers to use. So a lot of teachers are using this program in their classrooms, especially if they're virtual or not virtual, so they can put my videos up. I have office hours starting in April. They might start a little sooner with all the questions. Once a week, I'll be on our social media for an hour for anyone to have questions. And some teachers have asked me to come in and give little personal explanations and visits, virtual visits to their classrooms. Yeah, so there's a large variety of people joining in how to use this.
And if you go to the main website, it's foodhero.org. That's foodhero, all one word, .org. So it's really easy to find. And I do see that you have this great kid activity section. And you think about families who are still hanging out around the house during the pandemic. It's getting sunny. This is a chance for the whole family to work on things from out in the yard to the dining room table, basically.
Yeah. And it gets you to, you know, get to know your food a little bit more. You have that personal connection. I used to teach garden through fifth grade garden education. And, you know, I always told them that they should name their plants and talk to them. And I do that even as an adult, even as a farmer, I did that. But, you know, you get a good connection with your plants and you really start to understand what they need. And there's so many things you can do as a family. I mean, it's a great family time. It's really healthy. It gets you moving and active. It can get you outside if you have an outdoor space. It gets you healthy food. And we have recipes to go along with those healthy foods. And it gives you something to care for educational purposes. It makes, you know, it's a great platform to apply those core curriculum or, you know, to gain other skills that students may not be able to gain sitting down on a desk.
And if memory serves, you not only have plants that grow stuff you can eat, there's usually like some flowering plants that you're growing as well.
Yeah. So we are giving two crop plants, ideally one cool and one summer weather crop. The cool crops can be grown in spring and or fall, which is nice. If you're a little slow in spring, don't worry, save the seeds for fall. And then we are trying to get everyone either an herb or an edible flower, which I think both are exciting. And then our last packet is a flower packet. We do try to encourage pollinators in our gardens. We really, you know, are pushing the healthier biodiversity of your garden, the healthier your food is, healthier your soil is. We've got videos on companion planting, which talks about mixing flowers and different types of crops together to help out your garden to be a happier, healthier place, which then gives you a happier, healthier plant and food.
It's just kind of exciting and calming all at once to have a nice garden, isn't it?
Yeah. And then you get flowers. You don't need to buy a bouquet. You can cut your own.
I think about this program, and we may be turning the corner on the pandemic, but what's your hope for next year, for example, or going forward with this?
Yeah, I think this program is going to definitely far exceed the pandemic. It's really trying to reach everyone and show how you can garden at home with whatever space you have, and you can do it. It's okay if you don't know how to do it. I'm here to help, even if I'm just a virtual helpful hand. And you definitely should join this project after the pandemic, because growing your food is just as important then as it is now.
And satisfying, and it tastes good.
Yeah. You have a reason to go outside.
Anything else you wanted to touch on as part of this?
Our kits are in Spanish and English, and we are producing most of our content in Spanish and English. If we don't have it now, we are working on putting it into Spanish. We want to reach as many people as possible. If you or your family knows anyone who wants to join the program, you can join as a community group, you can join as a family, and hopefully language won't be a barrier. We really want to, you know, reach everyone in the community.
Is the Food Hero website going to be the main portal for this, for accessing all the information?
Yes, that and our Facebook. So our Food Hero page on Facebook, it is going to be quite the community of people growing across the state. Something I didn't mention, which I definitely should, Master Gardeners are joining us. So they will get a modified kit of a flower and an herb if they signed up, and they're going to give live feedback on what they're growing. So I've grown in a lot of different places, but I am not, you know, in Bend every day. So I don't know the exact weather pattern or if there's a bug that comes in, but we'll have Master Gardeners in almost all of the counties. So they actually can give that live feedback and advice and years of experience living in that area. So it's going to be really cool and helpful to have expert growers all across the state to help our participants. And they will be going to our social media to have those conversations where teachers are already telling me about students making mini greenhouses or, you know, learning different styles of growing, and they're going to post it all on our social media. So I won't just be the helpful hand, but a lot of people will be talking and communicating with each other and inspiring each other.
So do you have your own favorite herb or vegetable or fruit or anything or flower?
I pull all of my basil plants and take every single leaf off of it to make pesto. But yeah, I mean, I love rosemary, and I just love all my little plants. I get quite attached to them. They're quite cute. So there are a lot of helpful flowers, and we, you know, we're going to talk about them throughout the year of like what flowers attract good things. And sometimes really tasty, cool flowers like nasturtiums, they attract aphids, which are bad for your plants. So you plant them outside of your garden. And so they bring all the bad bugs out of your garden to a specific spot. So we'll have,
and that's where you open the bag of ladybugs.
Yeah. So we'll have cool fun facts like that for everyone to learn, like how, you know, how flowers can be really useful for your garden. So you don't have to let your plants go to seed. You can just let the bees and all the pollinators go to the intentional flowers that you plant.
Haley Cousineau from the OSU Extension Service, thanks for being our guest this morning on Community Forum.
Community Forum is a public affairs presentation of Mackenzie River Broadcasting. If you have questions, comments, or your organization is interested in taking part in a future program, we'd like to hear from you. Send your letter to Mackenzie River Broadcasting, Attention Public Affairs, 925 Country Club Road, Suite 200, Eugene, Oregon, 97401. Thanks for joining us. Tune in again next week.